Well, it was a not very long-lived strike, and mm-hmm. the workers were able to get their increase in wages. They were able to get a little bit better conditions, and in a way, it sort of kicked off the Chicano rights, civil rights movement. But yet, before we get into that, the workers won, but they also lost. Is that correct? Because there was a law that was passed in Congress that pretty much nullified everything that they were trying to work for.
What happened was they won their demands. Emma Tenayuko leaves leadership, and that was part of the deal with the factory owners, that she would not be negotiating the contract. And they basically win. I mean, I think you have to call it a victory. They take the most powerful folks in town and win. A victory is an incredible story, and we have to give that really a moment, you know. There's a dance. There's the CIO organizer asks how many people have gone to jail, and 1,000 hands go up because 1,000 people were jailed during the strike. What happens shortly after that is Congress, you know, the people really frowned in the Roosevelt administration. I mean, they were fighting, the country was fighting to create some kind of minimum standard of labor. And even with the victory, it wasn't enough for people to really be able to sustain any kind of dignity. So, in fact, what happened was the minimum wage law went through. I think in June of that year, so it was within a six-month period, the minimum wage law went through and called for 25 cents an hour. Now, I have to imagine how long it would take me to shell a pound of pecans. And they had won, I think, 6 and 8 cents, 6 cents for pieces and 8 cents for hearts of pecans. I would say it would take me close to an hour to shell a pound of pecans.
And as we know, pecans are not that easy to peel.
Right, right. So if you look at the difference between 8 cents and 25 cents, which was the minimum wage at the time, now whether it would have applied to agricultural workers, there's a lot of stuff there. But still, there was a reaction on the part of the companies, which is to go ahead and mechanize. So basically, they mechanized the industry. And that was kind of it for the pecan shellers. So they lost their jobs. That's not something that, you know, it's the one thing that is really part of the history of labor in a way, is this whole point at which you make demands that then it's cheaper to do it with a machine. And so you lose your job. What you don't lose is your dignity or your pride or your victories or that sense of community, that sense of bonding together and all of that was, I think, still there.